Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dive deep into something super important. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another cheesy self-help topic, stick with me for a sec. Because trust me, this one is game-changing. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of criticism? Like your inner voice is constantly judging every little stumble or mistake. You know that feeling when you mess up and instantly go into self-destruct mode? Yeah, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt that says total disaster. But guess what? That harsh critic needs a timeout. Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Because let's face it, life is hard. We all make mistakes, we all have moments of doubt, and sometimes we just plain mess up. But instead of beating ourselves up, self-compassion teaches us to pause, breathe, and acknowledge our struggles with gentleness. Think about it like this. When your bestie spills coffee all over their brand new white shirt, ouch, what do you say? Oh no. That's awful, but hey, accidents happen. It happens to the best of us. You wouldn't pile on with insults or make them feel worse, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? So how do we actually cultivate this magical thing called self-compassion? Here are 5 super practical steps to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts swirling around in your head. Catch yourself when you start judging or criticizing yourself. Is that voice really helpful? Or is it just adding fuel to the fire? 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a close friend struggling with the same thing you're going through. What kind of words of encouragement would you offer them? Now, say those same kind things to yourself. You deserve that level of support and understanding. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negative thoughts, gently bring your attention back to your breath or your surroundings. This helps create space between you and those critical thoughts. 4. Be kind to your imperfections. Nobody's perfect. Embrace your flaws, quirks, and mistakes as part of what makes you unique. Instead of striving for unattainable perfection, focus on progress and self-acceptance. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. It's easy to get caught up in the negative, but it's important to also celebrate the good stuff. Alright, let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine this. You're getting ready for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and you can practically hear that inner critic whispering all sorts of doubts in your ear. You start rehearsing in your head, but every time you stumble over a word, you feel that familiar wave of self-criticism crashing down. But wait. You remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focus on the positive. You prepared well and have valuable insights to share. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, you channel your energy into delivering a confident and engaging presentation. And guess what? Even if things don't go perfectly, spoiler alert, they never do. You handle it with grace and resilience because you've treated yourself with kindness and understanding throughout the process. That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion in action. So remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Practice self-compassion like it's a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little extra self-love in their lives. We're all in this together, folks. Keep shining your light bright and remember, every day is a fresh start to cultivate more compassion for yourself and others. Catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.